This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Welcome back to Tobin and Leroy Show. I got Leroy and Tobin fighting in the chat now. They're fighting.
It is like here. I'm all for people that have excelled in their sport. And Jimmy has definitely done that.
Yeah.
Okay. But what happened 3 years ago? You think he's that same player? Like, fans are quick to say a guy's washed when he struggles, and quick to say he can do it forever. And so the issue with Jimmy is it's a twofold thing. Yeah, he's had some success, but he's 35 now. And whether you believe it or not, 35, 36 is a lot different than 32, 33. It is.
It is indeed. He has gotten older, and we haven't seen it in a couple years. Doesn't mean it can't happen.
Especially when he plays a confrontational style of basketball.
Yeah, nothing more confrontational than old show pony here who has Twitter fingers, even though he can't be at work today. Radio legend dude, me. I had mentioned in the previous hour, I'm going to go ahead and ramp up the silly sauce this hour, but going to make sure I pay the bills, give you some headlines. These headlines are brought to you by Hollywood Kia. At Hollywood Kia, the number one Kia dealer in all of Florida, you get the star treatment. We want to see you in a Hollywood Kia. Visit them online at HollywoodKia.com. We've mentioned the All-Star victory by Tyler Hero. He won the three-point contest in his first appearance in All-Star weekend. Mac McClung goes for the three-peats with an amazing performance at the dunk contest.
You got an intangible double.
It's rare.
Rare.
I believe it's never happened. That's what I was told. But
yeah, because I'm gonna be honest with you. Look, we're going to keep it real.
Yeah, let's do it.
This is not racist.
Well,
it's just facts.
I'll be the judge of that.
How many white dudes could dunk like McClung?
You know what? That is just fact. And not a lot, buddy. Not a lot. Which is why it's so great to see. Not only because he's small. It's because, look at him. He's white. Does he know that? But he can jump, too. Like, you know, sometimes when they jump over people, they kind of do that weird sneaky thing where they put their hand on their shoulder or something like that. They
push off.
No push off for this guy, which is impressive. But will they put him on the court? Hell no. Defensive liability.
Tyler Johnson had hops. He was mixed.
Ah, he was.
He told us.
He was mixed, indeed. Look at this. I'm going to Home Depot, Frog Boy. If you want me to listen to ESPN. You know what? I'm not going to pander to this man anymore. He's lashing out clearly on the radio.
I mean, he does more radio show when he's not on air than when he is on air.
You know what? I'm not going to pander to the puppeteer anymore. I'm going to move on with these headlines. As Leroy and I found out, embarrassingly on air, there is two different games going on today for the Four Nations face-off. You got a 1 p.m. game going on between Canada and Finland. And tonight, 8 p.m., you got the United States facing off versus Sweden, I believe. But there is a bunch of different options depending on who would win because of a tiebreaker. There's a current three-way tie. Canada, Finland, and Sweden are all tied with 2 points after two games. So these are the potential scenarios.
They're already in.
They're already in. Thursday, we'll see you then, losers. If Canada wins in regulation.
So question.
Yes.
They're in.
The United States, yes.
If I was thinking, what if the Americans let Sweden win?
So that Canada, that would be so petty. And I would love it. And I would absolutely love it. If Canada wins regulation,
does it go head to head?
Well, they have tiebreaker round robin scenarios. So let's go through all the scenarios. If Canada wins regulation, it would have 5 points because Canada beat Sweden in the opening game. It would hold the tiebreaker edge if Sweden wins.
Okay.
If Finland wins, you see how nice I am with answering my hockey questions? I'm just saying. If Finland wins in regulation, it would have 5 points. Finland also beat Sweden in the round robin. Don't know what the hell that means. So it would advance to the final if Finland wins regulation.
So basically, this U.S.-Sweden game means nothing. Because both of the other teams.
It seems like it means nothing, yeah.
Right.
If Finland or Canada wins in overtime, the winner would have 4 points and would have to await the result of the USA-Sweden game. This is why it has any bit of importance, because they would have to just wait to see what happens. If Finland or Canada wins the early game in regulation, the night game is meaningless as far as the standings go. So if anyone wins regulation, right, who cares what happens at 8 p.m.?
Correct.
But if it goes into overtime,
can't get in it because they've lost to both of those two teams.
Now, if the game goes to overtime, giving the winner 4 points, Sweden still has a chance to advance. If it beats the United States in regulation, it would have 5 points, which is enough to reach the final. But any other result by Sweden in the night game means the country would fall short, and the Canada-Finland winner would go to the final. Meaning, even if Sweden beats the United States, but it's in overtime, they unfortunately wouldn't advance because they would only receive 4 points, tying them with the other two teams, and they would lose both tiebreakers with the other two teams. Sweden's only opportunity to win is to beat the United States in regulation.
So the other thing is,
yes,
do you want to see the U.S.-Canada rematch?
Me personally, no, because I know it's hard to beat a team that's good twice. So I wouldn't want to put my team in that. But I do also like violence and bloodshed. So if potentially they want to put on a Royal Rumble, I'm always here for it, dude. I'm always here for a little fisticuffs. Little fisticuffs. So that is it. I broke it down.
I love the way they grab each other's jersey for a grip.
They're kind of like, yeah, and they're kind of shaking the helmet off now too, trying to like make sure that they they kind of get the ability to punch him in the actual face, which I appreciate. And like we played earlier, immediately after, you can see that these players are just like, all right, let's play some hockey now. That was fun. This is Matthew Tkachuk talking to the referees after the first couple fights.
Bart, what's up?
Hey, Brady, how we doing?
That was pretty cool, eh?
Holy, what a start, man. That's unreal.
You like that? No, that's unreal. It just happened so organically, right before.
Pretty cool.
Well, I apologize. That was Brady Tkachuk.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
If that was Canada talking to the officials.
Those dirty, dirty bastards. Yeah, for sure. But hey, man, it was the Kachucks. And the Kachucks are the village you love to hate.
It's really cool, though, seeing all those stars and realizing how good your team is.
You see them everywhere. When
most of your team is on the foreign, playing foreign nations.
Yeah, like that guy's a Panther. That guy's a Panther. That guy's a Panther.
Right.
That guy's exactly. a Panther's brother.
Yep.
But so far, so good. Another bit of information that we haven't really covered because it's not necessarily... doesn't really affect us, but I still thought it was something worth mentioning this weekend. Leroy, a streak has finally come to an end. A streak has finally come to an end. South Carolina women's basketball. You ever heard of them?
Yep.
Well, they had a 71 home game win streak that came to a crashing end this past weekend. 71 games, Leroy. I'm trying to find out the what year that because that's multiple seasons in a row for sure.
That's not a record.
You said that's not.
I think Connecticut owned the record.
Well, okay. You know what? It's a home streak. Not necessarily a record.
Home streak.
Home
That's a
streak.
Home streak.
Yeah.
I want to say UConn broke the record for most consecutive victories.
By the way, it was UConn who snapped their streak, by the way.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
But I think UConn owns the record for most wins in a row.
Crazy. Crazy, crazy. What's crazy is they had that streak and they were still ranked number 4. UConn was number 7, so
that was a good. That should have been a good game.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, it's weird seeing UConn that low, right?
That is weird. That is. I mean, but you know, I never trust it. I always feel like, you know, UConn. You never really count them out. But yeah,
and you can pencil them in for the Final Four normally.
Yeah, women's basketball, man. It's been. It's been on the up and up as of recent because maybe...
Well, you got the same teams that compete for it every year. You have Connecticut, South Carolina. Notre Dame, Stanford. I don't know how Stanford's doing this year. But those are the teams that are always like in the thick of it. And all I can remember is I want to say... was Elena Deladon when she was with Delaware. Mm. I think they had a run.
Well, March Madness is right around the corner. Get your bracket ready, Leroy. Get your bracket ready. Get that bracket. We're gonna
see. They might go to 76 games, 76 teams.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. But the good news is there's going to be times in which maybe Tobin will take off again, and I can do brackets of things that people actually care about, like appetizers or like desserts. Ooh. You see, now that's the kind of bracket.
Yeah, but you can't. The problem is that I'm going to lose you,
yeah,
but gain fans with one of my picks.
What's that?
Bang Bang Shrimp.
Bang Bang Shrimp. Where, yeah, you know what, though? I can respect certain things. Like, I respect calamari, even though I don't eat calamari. I can respect a good good appetizer or good entree that has seafood. You know, I'm not going to curse lobster.
What? Bang Bang Shrimp?
Yeah, I've heard good things. Is that, I'm assuming that's the same thing as, like, firecracker shrimp.
Firecracker shrimp, yeah, bang bang shrimp, yeah, same thing.
Yeah, so I've heard good things. I've heard good things about it. But just not my style, you know? Just not my style. I'm more of like, what's up with those mozzarella sticks? You know, let me get a Southwestern egg roll in there.
I cannot stand mozzarella sticks.
but that's one of the it's crazy like takes you have.
A block of cheese, dude.
It's not a block of cheese. It's a block of fried deliciousness.
Nah, dude, I can't, like... Ever since that government cheese, I don't just eat cheese.
See, but
like charcuterie board, Yeah. Like,
you got trauma, you got to get over, Leroy. Like, there's some you don't eat rice because of your childhood.
But check this out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of other options. I don't have to.
There is a lot of other options, but like fried cheese, though. Come on, now. The fried you got queso frito, but you got this fried little cheese curd. You got the stick with
Every now and then I eat the little bitty cheese curds. Yeah, those are tasty, good,
right? Right.
You dip it in like mozzarella sticks. Because first of all, who wants a stick?
Yeah.
If you do it lightly enough, you can pull the bread right off of it.
But that shouldn't happen. These are poorly made frozen things that you've dealt with. But you get the one with a string and not the string going on.
And depending on where you're going.
Yeah.
Like if you're going to an upscale place.
Yeah.
You know, steakhouse or anything like that. You can't get appetizer for chicken wings. If you can watch TV and a ball game, then appetizer could be chicken wings.
Very true. Very true. You go to, like you said, like a steakhouse or something like that, those chicken wings are going to be $23 and they will be an entree.
Yeah.
But you go to, any one of these sports bars or something like that, you can get like $12 for $13.99 and a pitcher.
Wow.
Wow.
Magic 81. Leroy food tastes terrible. Bang Bang Shrimp is fried shrimp with
mac sauce on it.
Disgusting. It's a little spicy, whatever it is. Who doesn't like Bang Bang Chicken Shrimp? Who doesn't like that? Who doesn't like Firecracker Shrimp? Wow.
Well, look, before we get too deep into that bracket, go ahead and remind you guys. Got some good old things coming on. Leroy, I'm going to find out how well you know the Marlins, how well you know modern day slang.
Whoa. No one knows. I'm going to tell you right now.
No one knows the Marlins. That's right.
Set me up.
We'll save that one for last for sure.
You get a game show that I could participate in?
All right, then how about we start off with slang, Leroy. We're going to start off with a game when we come back. What the kids say. That's a game debuting here. What the kids say.
Hey, y'all gonna respect my game when we get back, because y'all think I don't know what's happening when y'all talking and giving all that little cutesy talk. I know what's up.
I guess we'll find out. What's up. We'll come back. We got the inaugural episode of What the Kids Say on Tobin and Leroy Show.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. and it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello, guys.
J-Fig got that swag. Welcome. It is 12:30, which means...
I bet you I can get more of these than Jennifer.
Well, we're going to find out.
Honestly, probably, because I'm constantly asking people what things mean.
Well, I actually took it a further step. You know, there is multiple generations. Leroy, do you know what generation you're a part of? I don't know. X?
I don't know.
I don't know. No, not Gen X. But I do know you're not a baby boomer, for sure. You're not a baby boomer.
Nope. I'm in between that.
I don't even know what the hell is in between that. JFig, millennial, I'm assuming, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, boy, millennial, the same. I think the one after us is Gen Z, and that was the one that I was going to give you words from, but the Gen Z terms, I feel like you guys all know that. That one's pretty easy. For example, if I were to say cap, you guys know what cap is, right?
Yeah, lying.
Correct. Now, if I were to say bussin', you know what bussin' is.
Trippin'.
So it's just like normal things that I felt like were too easy. So I
and plus, I did see that commercial with the two girls and the dad.
So good.
I think it's an Amazon car commercial.
It is actually. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and the mom is just over there cracking up.
Yep. While she's ordering a car on Amazon.
She said, how the pancakes? They're mid.
Mid.
Ew, I hate that so much.
Yeah. I hate nowadays, they just take full words and just cut them in half. Yeah, like, if you're going to use slang, like use a different word.
Yeah, that's Riz. They shorten it from...
I don't like that one either.
Charisma. Like, oh, he's got Riz.
No. Really?
Not a fan, yeah.
That's what that is?
That is indeed what it is.
Wow. Jennifer,
charisma?
You're acting older than me right now.
I'm not gonna lie, JFig, she's not gonna do well.
Whenever I hear these words, I constantly text my niece and I'm like, what is this? Or like if I tell my cousins, the twins, they start laughing at me and they'll just keep using those words against me and they'll never tell me the meaning.
All right, so let's go.
So let's go ahead and get it started right in time for spring break. I'm gonna make sure you guys are up to par so you can communicate with the children. This is the inaugural episode of What the Kids Say. I'm going to give you guys a word each individually and give you an opportunity to either define it or use it in a sentence. If you do so correctly, you will receive a point. If you do it incorrectly, not only do you lose the opportunity to gain a point, your opponent has an opportunity to steal. Maybe Leroy knows something, Figgy doesn't. that would be the opportunity.
She lives with two young children.
Hey, man. I don't make the rules. I just enforce them.
Hey.
It's crazy because I do make the rules. Let's go ahead and start with number one. We'll start with a softball for you guys. Leroy, the word I will have you define is now on dictionary.com. That is very interesting because the dictionary.com definition is incorrect. Dictionary.com defines this word as a slang term used to express strong excitement, surprise, or admiration. While that can be part of what this term is used for, can you give me the real definition of the term, Leroy? Gyat. G-Y-A-T. Gyat. Leroy, you are on the clock, my friend.
I think I know this one.
I don't know it.
Oh, I think I know this one.
Oh, you think so? All right.
I think I know this one.
So, Leroy, you're going to go ahead and forfeit your opportunity to answer, correct?
Yeah, I ain't going to even make myself look like a fool.
Smart. Good move. J-Fig, your opportunity to steal. Yet, can you please define the term?
Booty cheeks.
Booty cheeks is a correct answer. Absolutely, J-Fig. Absolutely.
My niece told me this one, and I didn't like it at all.
Did she?
Your oh my niece. Goodness.
How old is your niece?
My niece is 17.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. At first, I thought it was 7. I was like, what is going on in that school? Okay, so far, a strong start for J-Fig, who didn't necessarily...
Wouldn't it be, it's amazing, two dudes on the show, and Miss Excitement over here, booty cheeks! Booty cheeks!
She just... Cheeks!
She knew. She had
Mrs. Met!
Mrs. Met got the cheeks.
First of all, that's too hard to say anyway.
Yeah,
I don't like
it's too difficult to say.
Yeah. Mm. Also, it sounds way too out of the lane that you're trying to go to.
Exactly.
All right,
move on.
J-Fig, we're going to go to you now. This is something that you can see a lot all over Instagram. It's been happening for quite some time. It has been named other things in the past as well.
Yeah.
But nowadays, this is something people use as a verb for working or strengthening your jawline in pictures. What is that term?
I think it's meowing.
Meowing.
Meowing. Mowing. Ooh, mowing.
This one's going to be rough. This one's going to be rough.
Mewing.
Okay.
Like that.
No. That is the, that, okay. So Leroy, what do we do here? The correct term was a mewing.
You give it to her because I wasn't going to get it.
Oh, I said it's one of those.
Indeed, she did. She said mowing. It is mewing.
M-E-W-I-N-G.
Mewing. It is fixing your jawline while taking a picture. It's also been known as blue steel if you're a fan of the Ben Stiller movie Zoolander. It's also been called light skinning. Leroy, you ever seen someone take a picture and they're like, why are you trying to look light skinned in that picture right now? It's because, you know, you give them the eyes.
Let me just say this. Why would I know anything about light skinning?
Come on.
I ain't never been close.
You look at a picture, you're like, why are you trying to look like Chris Brown in this picture?
Look at your spirit. Hello.
There's two words I ain't never heard of.
Mewing. So far, J-Fig, she is out to a... To
my niece and I... My niece and I talked.
Look, she is getting you through this one. Leroy, we're back to you. We are back to you. This one is going to hurt. I know this one is going to hurt you. But hopefully, you'll be able to let this one go. Leroy, the term Ohio, or describing something as Ohio, what does that mean?
I know this one too. I don't like this.
This is crazy. If I say
big girls,
Whoa!
What did he say?
He said, what is that, big girls? I said Ohio, not San Antonio, Leroy.
I've never heard that.
Ohio, yeah, it is a term being used currently. Let me see if I can find a sentence use for it. I believe it's a verb.
I can give you a sentence.
All right, use it in a sentence, please. Oh, okay, I see now.
That boy giving Ohio vibes.
That boy is giving Ohio vibes, correct. That new teacher is so Ohio. Oh, you're such Ohio.
These are awful, crazy. By the way, Leroy.
This is crazy.
I hate all these words.
What is this? Is somebody looking over you like they want to holler at you or something?
Ohio is used as an insult or put down. It can be used to describe something lame, weird, dysfunctional, or preposterous. Something creepy. That's cringeworthy, undesirable.
Oh, and then associate that with Ohio. I get it.
That is.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why they just single-handedly picked out Ohio, but I guess.
I mean, there's some other pits in the country.
I don't know. It seems like Ohio. Yeah. That seems.
Hey. Tears 86. Hey, I don't need your commentary right now, bro.
Everyone remember last segment when Leroy bragged about how good he would do with this?
I didn't know the term Ohio. I ain't never heard no kid talking about Ohio or.
Yeah.
No, like no.
Yeah. You know, they use it in a Skibbity Ohio Rizzler. You luckily I haven't given you.
Okay, that one I will never remember.
See, but Skibbity doesn't make sense.
Skibbity toilet thing? I don't know what it is.
Skibbity toilet thing is like, I can't even explain it to you because even if I did, it wouldn't make sense. It literally wouldn't make sense. It
makes no sense.
To head in a toilet. You know, let's not even go there. J Fig, are you ready for your option now? This is going to be your second word, even though you've already. You're three for three.
Hey, right now I'm the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, you're not. It's not looking good, but I still got faith in the comeback.
Came into it as a favorite. Yes. And it's 24-0, and it's halftime.
Well, look, this is the opportunity you have right here. Maybe J Fig will miss this one, and you can potentially. I don't think you guys get this one anyway. But it is. February, you know, we have until April 15th to file our taxes, but this is a different kind of tax. Usually used by those who are familiar with Kai Cenat and his stream, Phantom Tax. Can you guys tell me what is a Phantom Tax? J Fig, do you know what a Phantom Tax is? Phantom Tax.
I know what taxing is. I was just on a plane.
Well, it's, you know, it's similar. It is very similar. Leroy, can you guess what phantom tax would be?
No.
Leroy?
Crypto!
Leroy? What's interesting is, Leroy, you've participated in this, as have I, because we're both fathers. So we call it dad tax. But if you are...
Dad tax. I know what dad tax is.
Exactly.
Dad tax, I just walk by your plate, boom, dad tax.
There you go. Some. But nowadays, if kids, let's say you're at the lunchroom, you're in the lunchroom and someone has a pizza or something that you want, you grab it, say phantom tax, and you eat it. Because
hold on, because if that were to ever happen to me,
somebody
school,
getting knocked out.
You would,
oh, they you called would be phantom missing tax.
Parts, okay?
Wow, you guys don't respect the rules.
I say dad tax.
Yeah, I say
dad tax. It's called no one has respect these days.
Right.
All right, well.
Say that ain't no tax. That's thievery.
That's exactly.
That is thievery. All right, we're going to get to the final word, Leroy. Unfortunately, not going well for you, dude. Not going well for you. But maybe this is your opportunity. We've all heard of the term alpha. Can you tell me, Leroy, what is a sigma?
What now?
Leroy.
Say it again?
Sigma.
Get your hands off the keyboard, Jennifer.
I'm sorry.
She's cheating. We know the term alpha. The term sigma. Do you know the
like
term
alpha male,
sigma?
Big dog. Little dog.
Little dog.
You a sigma, you beneath me.
Fair assessment.
Yeah, alpha's like the big dog.
Yep. But... Unfortunately, Leroy, not in this term. Sigma usually means a popular, dominant, independent leader, or someone who's cool or self-sufficient.
That's what an alpha is.
That's what Jennifer is.
That's what I thought it was. But apparently not. Apparently that's what we thought an alpha was, but it's not cool.
So they just changed the word, but give it the same definition as an alpha?
Just doesn't mean the... What's
isn't that beta or something, what Levo was trying to say?
Yes, it was beta, what he was trying to say, but the difference is an alpha is looked down upon because he's aggressive and feels like he has to alert the whole room that he's an alpha and tell everyone, hey, I'm an alpha. But a sigma will just have those same characteristics without mentioning that he is the most dominant person in the room. That is the difference as defined by Gen Z.
And so
Gen Alpha.
Let me explain. Let me get this straight.
Yes.
So you telling me that there's a bunch of kids out there.
Yep.
Skipping school.
Yep.
But using terms that would indicate they did some reading.
Correct. Yeah. They probably don't even know the
group. I promise you, somebody using sigma don't know what sigma mean. The difference between sigma and alpha.
Well, how about this one?
The only difference is alpha, you act like you the big dog.
Yeah.
And sigma, you kind of downplay it.
Apparently, sigma used to be a simp.
Simp.
I barely knew what a simp was until maybe like 2 years ago.
Do you know what a chat alpha is?
What?
Like to hog the conversation?
Nope. A chat alpha is a strong, attractive, masculine man or leader. You have an alpha, which used to be respected. Then you combine them with a chat, which is essentially a term of saying alpha, but without using that word. Usually intangibles are chads. And you combine them, you got yourself a chad alpha. Who would be a chad alpha? Arnold Schwarzenegger, Sylvester Stallone.
Somebody said that none of this is currently accurate because neither you use were the other definition.
Well, that guy is
beta isn't the weakest link.
No, beta wasn't the
one. Oh, it's Chad Alpha.
Yeah, Chad Alpha.
I can't understand what the hell he was saying. Chad.
Yeah, Chad Alpha.
You said chat.
And they and then Sigma.
You didn't know you.
Sigma is it, like, you can use it in a sentence very strangely also, though. You can say, for example, Sigma is a popular, dominant, independent leader. But if you say what the Sigma, it means what the heck.
Okay, you know what? You'll never hear me say these words, phrases, nothing. This is ridiculous.
Like, this is the final frustrating one for you guys for 1,000,000 points. This one's easy. This one should be pretty easy. Leroy, this one's for you. Glaze. Can you define the term glaze?
Oh, I know this.
Oh!
I just heard... Hold up.
Krispy Kreme.
Yeah.
No.
That's a glaze I know.
Not donuts.
Damn,
I forgot. I just heard them talking like that nonsense, and I say, use English. You ain't need to make it through high school.
That is the term. Glaze is used when you or someone you know is hyping something, or when you praise someone too much to the point of being annoying or cringe. You're glaze, like some people.
Oh, like Dominus is with Jimmy Butler.
Well, yeah, you know, he glazes Jimmy Butler, or he glazes Goran Dragic. You know, like the rest of America.
I don't really like that.
You know, like glaze. Not a fan of that.
I mean. No. It sounds ridiculous. It
sounds weird. Mm. Kind of sounds like HR should be in the room when you say that.
Well.
Dude, they have so many reasons to be in our room other than that one.
Well, not to continue yapping, as the kids say. Maybe we can bring this to a cut, because I thought personally that I ate And it's giving, I'm the best. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm just going through all the possible.
I will punch you tomorrow.
Right now. This is so
allegedly.
Weird. Leroy, how do you feel after this segment? Do you think that you've gotten closer to your children?
Well, no, I have not.
Still, you don't think
in
you can understand them better?
In fact, I would get mad if they came over here
further
talking
and
like
further
that.
Further away from them.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that being said, I'm just going to go ahead and have to enforce these lessons on a weekly basis. So we will be revisiting this to make sure we are up to date with all of our skibbity toilet riz.
I think I could beat Tobin.
You think so? You think so? No, because Tobin said something the other day that I was like, what did you just say, dude? But it was like one of these words that like, oh yeah, I don't know, everyone's glazing Kalelware. And I was like, what the hell did Tobin just say?
He said that?
He said something along the line that was on this list, I promise. And I was like, oh no, he said like it's giving or something like that. And I was like, what the hell did Tobin just say? I promise. When he gets back, we'll test him to see if he knows these words. He's probably going to surprise you, which is going to be unfortunate. He's on the internet nowadays. He know how he does.
Yeah, I know.
With that being said, we will come back and wrap up the hour very quickly on the Tobin and Leroy Show. Welcome back to the Tobin and Skibbity Show. We are back at it again. Another beautiful, beautiful. Actually, I gotta ask you for a weather report, Leroy. Leroy, can you please provide us a weather report? Weather is brought to you by DeMesman and Dover Law Firm, your accident attorneys.com, free consultation 24/7 at 866-954-MORE.
Heading over to the windowplex.
Heading on over to the windowplex.
It is mostly cloudy.
Is it? No.
Seemed like it cooled off a little bit when I got up this morning. Winds are, I can't tell which way the winds are blowing because it's so cloudy.
Gotcha.
And I can't see which way they're moving.
Right.
So I would say they're out of. So I have no planes. I don't see any planes. So I'm going to make a wild stab and say it's coming out of the east. Out of the, out of the west.
All right.
Very light, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Might get a shower here in the next couple of days. And I would say it's a little cooler, so maybe you got a breeze a little out of the north. Other than that, I would say it's right around 80.
It is currently cloudy, like you mentioned, around 78 degrees. They got the winds coming out of the north northeast at around 11 miles per hour.
Yeah.
You did mention that we do got some winds coming out of the north, so we'll be getting colder in the next couple of days. I was actually recently... yesterday. I was in Orlando yesterday, and it was kind of chilly as I was getting out of there. It was probably somewhere around, I don't know, I'd say like 68 degrees or something like that. With that being said,
Really?
That's kind of chilly. 68? That's not chilly. Like,
no.
If it's colder than what I keep my house, that's chilly. You keep your house at 68?
That's the temperature I might leave my house.
Might leave your house. 68? It's like, wow. But,
Really? I don't even think it even considered cold until you get to around 60.
Yeah, I feel that. No, I wouldn't consider it cold, but chilly, though. That's different.
Not chilly. 60, not even chilly.
Hurts my heart. But it will be down in the lower 60s as the week progresses, maybe even the lower 50s as next week begins. That is your weather report. When we come back, I'm going to give you the headlines. Pat Riley and Mickey Arison were in attendance for Tyler Hero's victorious weekend. Tyler had some interesting words, and we will check in with Boy Wonder and the rest of the festivities that took place this weekend when we come back.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.